more, I'll just drop the phone and try to get it, if you don't mind. Three people were asked to receive this, and no one else. And when they were assembled, it was, a lot of people have seen...
Pardon?
A lot of people have seen... Mr. Frazier. I think Mrs. Brownfield has offered to help.
A lot of people have seen Mr. Frazier. I think Mrs.
Excuse me, sir. Mrs. Gillian, they're talking about. Just a second. As long as there seems to be more to this, maybe I better call you in another minute or two,
okay,
if you don't mind.
Hello?
Hello, is Doug there?
Yes, just a minute, sir.
Thank you. Yes, sir. Hello?
Hello, Doug?
Yes.
The latest information is that, they still are on the ground up there.
Okay, good. Thanks a lot. Try to keep me posted. There may be trouble
okay.
up there.
Talk to you later.
There may be some sort of problem up there.
Sharon Amos.
had no contact with Joe Stone.
Okay, good. Thank you very much.
All right, you're going to call me back about the other thing.
Right. Peter thinks the planes may still be on the ground at Kaituma.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'll keep you posted as I find out what's going on.
Okay.
You might call Sharon periodically and ask her to call up and see whether or not the planes have left.
Yeah.
Just that they would know inside whether or not the planes had taken off. Why don't you ask her that?
No, they haven't had any contact.
Well, ask her to try to contact them and see whether or not the planes have left on schedule.
You mean contact Sharon?
Yeah, or wait 10 minutes and bug her again. But I want to know. I'd like her to call Jonestown and find out what's going on.
Yeah, she's trying to, but it had a generator problem or something. They haven't been able to get radio contact with them.
Yeah, except that's not true.
Oh, it isn't?
Nope.
Oh, well. All right, I'll
ask her if she can find out whether or not the planes have left on schedule.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Uh-huh, bye.
Hello? Hi, Doug.
Hi.
Joe Harbin here.
Hi.
They haven't gotten any confirmation on the flight coming in from Fort Kaituma.
I know. There's a possibility they're all still on the ground up there.
Why?
I don't know. That's what I'd love to find out. Is there any radio contact from Mazzarelli here to their own plane?
No.
Okay, I'll see you later.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello? Is Doug Ellis there?
Yes, who's calling, please?
Franklin English.
All right, just a minute, please. Frank?
Yes.
Is it urgent?
No.
He's rather busy right now. Can you call him back 5 minutes later?
Okay. Ask him to call me when he's free.
All right. We'll
okay.
Do that. Okay. We'll do. Hello?
Hi, is that you?
Yes, who's calling, please?
Joe
Harbin. All right. Joe, he can't talk right now. He can't talk right now. He's busy on something.
Okay, he'll call me back as soon as he can.
Well, he wants me to take a message here. What can I hear from you?
All right, I just found out that the reason that the planes haven't taken off was because it was reported that there's been some kind of a shooting.
Oh, no!
Huh?
You sure?
I'm just telling you what I heard.
Right, because that's what he's been busy about. Okay, repeat. Some kind of the shooting?
Yes.
Okay.
That's what I heard.
Okay.
Because I can't confirm that being true or not.
It could be true because stranger things are going on here. That's why he can't leave the radio. I mean, you know.
All right, I'm coming over to your place.
Right.
Okay, bye.
Okay, right. Hello?
Hello, is Doug there?
Who's calling, please?
Jim Scollard.
Okay, just a minute, please.
Pick it up.
There's too much static.
They're working on it. They're on their way to see Mr. Frazier.
Okay.
Sounds like they've got people going down to the airstrip. I don't know that we're ever going to figure out.
Well, yes, what airstrip are we talking about?
Kaituma. I don't know that listening to this, we'll ever figure out what they're talking about, but there's trouble up there.
Well, I don't think that's going to really help us very much, Doug, one way or the other. See if we keep monitoring if there's anything from it. I think the thing to do is to just keep pressing GAC and the other people for an ETA.
Okay, fine. Okay, fine. I'll call the airport again.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Hello?
Hello, is this Ellison?
Yes, who's calling, please?
This is Dan Weber.
All right, Dan. What can I take a message for you?
Yes, I'm in the counselor.
Okay, hold on a minute. Here's Joe wants to talk to you.
Hi, Dan.
Hi.
What's up?
I'm in the counselor now. Are things still going? Should I still be wait here?
Yeah, just stand by and wait for further instruction, all right?
Okay, fine.
Good enough.
Go ahead, check.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, bye.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
I am terrific. And you?
Fine, thank you.
What are you guys doing this afternoon or after lunch?
Well, we didn't do anything, but Doug is busy in the embassy.
I see.
Yes, I think he has to work in all day.
I see. Uh-huh. What time do you think he'll be home?
Huh?
What time do you think he'll come home this afternoon?
I have no idea. He was working for all night long last night.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Boy working hard.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
Actually, we were thinking that maybe sometime this afternoon, you guys could come across and we could watch a football game.
Oh.
American football.
Oh, that's good.
You know,
yeah.
So sometime this afternoon, 4, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do. When Doug comes home, let him give me a ring and then we'll see what's happening.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, mate.
Okay, bye-bye. Sure. Thank you then.
Good morning, American Embassy.
Yes, hello. This is Mrs. Alice speaking. Does he have a moment for me? Can you find out he has a moment for me to talk?
Yes, of course. May you hold just a moment.
Thank you very much.
Hold it. Just a second.
Okay.
Hold on. Yes, he's coming. Hold it. All right, thank you.
Doug is coming to the line. I'll put you on hold.
Okay, thank you very much.
Hello, hon.
Hi, honey. Is there anything I can do?
No, sweetheart. Everything's fine.
Okay, and how about Sally?
I don't know. Hold the line just a second.
Okay.
And they can do anything. Okay, no, hon, that's okay.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.